Hour number two in the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Very special guest joins us right now. He is the new hitting coach of the Baltimore Orioles. He is Scott Coolball. Scott, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it. Let's jump right into it. I want to know how much you kind of dive in to each player, whether it's video or conversation, before spring training actually comes so you can hit the ground running. But you know, camp, there's just so many guys, and you're really trying to get acclimated, I imagine, as a new coach. How much can you prepare in advance?
Well, you know, you can prepare a lot. I think that I have been seeing some video. I've actually talked to a few players. I'm actually working out with Chris Davis. He lives in the area where I'm at. So I'm getting a head start on everything going into spring training, trying to get as much information as I can, but at the same time, you know, using my own eyes and my own evaluation to see where I think guys are at or what they've been doing or what kind of adjustments that need to be made. But I think there's always something you can be doing during the off season to be prepared for the spring training.
Yeah, I imagine there's a fine line there. You want to know somebody, and you want to hear as much scouting insight as there is. You want to know what they did last year, what their averages are, who they were in the minor leagues. But I imagine you also want to take a fresh approach.
I do, because every year is a little different. You know, some years are better than others. Some guys are coming off years that they're disappointed with. Some guys are coming off years that they're really excited about. So some of those guys that have had great years, we want to try to maintain those. Some of the guys that are trying to make the adjustments, get over the hump, we want to see what they did last year to, you know, and use those experiences for the upcoming season. But every year's new, and I think you just have an open mind coming into spring training and see what guys are like. But my approach is going to be more of trying to get to know each individual, what makes them tick, and then kind of go from there.
Specific, you mentioned Chris Davis, and I know you guys have a relationship that goes back some ways, and not that that's why you're brought in here by any stretch of the imagination, but at least you can get a jump start with Chris, who had a down year last year, although great power numbers still. He still took his walks. He still drove the ball and drove in a lot of runs. But specific, Scott, to the shift, which is at least right now, despite what the new commissioner, Rob Manfred, says, very much a part of baseball. Not even particular to Chris Davis. How should hitting coaches go about dealing with that for pull hitters when you see over shifts and just a brand new world in baseball when it comes to essentially defending pull hitters?
Well, I think, you know, the shift is something new in the game, and, you know, people started getting more and more extreme with it. Obviously, there's a lot of numbers behind it to dictate the people playing the shift. So, you know, the only way to combat that is to actually practice that. I think it's something that I'm going to address in spring training is you know, for guys that do have the shift. I think that maybe they've done it on Weeders a little bit from the left side. Chris Davis, obviously, is probably the biggest name on the team that has the shift all the time. Obviously, you don't want to have to, you know, get them to focus on it all the time, but it's something you have to practice, just like bunting. If a guy hasn't bunted for 3 years and then you expect him to go up there and lay down a bunt to beat the shift, I think, you know, it's asking a lot of them. It's something you have to prepare yourself for. It's a new part of the game, and it's just a matter of, you know, adding an element to your practice habits and your preparation. So when times come up that you can, you know, use it for your advantage, then you can take advantage of that. So it's something definitely on a couple guys. It's not going to be everyone, but a few guys that are on the team that will probably implement some kind of a practice habit to help them out with that.
New Orioles hitting coach Scott Coolball is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And it's interesting, Scott, I've argued with listeners for a long time, or at least for the last few years since we've seen the overshifts and the extreme shifts, that in some ways I look at this as a breakdown of risk-reward. Yes, Chris Davis could change his approach, and some people, and maybe even it's justified, they'll say it's selfish for him not to lay down a bunt or go the other way when you're given essentially the entire left side. But to me, is Chris Davis better being a punch and Judy hitter, or is the fear of him hitting a three-run homer or the ball 420 feet far more valuable than him simply reaching first base?
Well, I think it comes down to the situation of the game. Now you're playing to the scoreboard, and I think if you were asking Chris Davis to do something like that with a man on first and down by two, to do something like that, no, absolutely not. I think Chris Davis is in that lineup in the middle of the order to provide power to do what he does best. You never take away what a player does best. I think what you do is that when you're down by three or four runs, you need base runners, and a guy's playing a shift on you, and a solo home run's not really going to do too much for you late in the game, that he has that opportunity and that tool and that weapon to use to say, okay, maybe I can start a rally right here and get the ball rolling and at least, you know, put some fear in them, get base runners. And that's the thing, I think, with the shift. It's you're not going to break the shift. If you do it one time, if he bunts one time, they're not going to stop shifting. So I think it's just a tool that you utilize in the course of a game based on the scoreboard.
Adam Jones, who is the Orioles' best all-around player, he's the face of the franchise and a friend of this show, and he comes on often with us. He will tell you, you know, it's not that he doesn't get frustrated, I think, with swinging at certain pitches in certain situations, but if he were to dial back his aggressive approach, you know, he hits a lot of hanging breaking balls over the fence. He hits a lot of hanging breaking balls in the gaps for doubles, and if it were so easy, I think there's this perception from fans, Scott, that if it was so easy to get, it's so easy to get Adam out. Well, if that were the case, I think he'd have a hard time hitting about 30 home runs a year and hitting 281 and driving as many runs and scoring as many runs as he does. So how thin of a line is it to tell Adam, hey, if there's a way we could lay off X percentage of those 1-2-0-2 breaking balls in the dirt, or, you know, we still want you to be that aggressive power hitter?
Well, yeah, again, it goes back to you don't want to take away what Adam does best. I mean, the thing about Adam is he's a special talent, and because of his aggressiveness, he does hit some pitches that some other guys really can't. I've seen him golf a slider down and away and pull it to left center for, you know, a double or a home run. So you don't see that a lot from too many guys. What I would suggest just talking with Adam is the fact that, is there a possibility that we can eliminate a pitch, you know, in an at bat, or if he's looking for one certain pitch, eliminate all the other pitches and still maintain that aggressiveness. So, you know, it's a work in progress. It's something, maybe a different way to look at it. Maybe he hasn't looked at it from that standpoint. I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk with Adam. I'm waiting to go to spring training and really get a feel of what makes him tick in the box, so to speak. So I think it's just a matter of communication and talking through things and maybe come up with some kind of suggestion that will allow him to still be the aggressive hitter that he is, put up the big numbers that he's capable of doing, and maybe, you know, laying off some pitches that, you know, he normally would swing at because he's eliminating them, maybe get a few more walks in there. Maybe it creates a little more opportunity for some, you know, some guys where the pitcher's not going to give him a chance to swing the bat.
New Orioles hitting coach Scott Kuhlball is with us for another minute or two here on WBAL News Radio 1090. You mentioned walks. The Orioles finished last year, Scott, 17th in on-base percentage, certainly 8th in runs, 1st in home runs by a landslide, although they lose 40 home runs from Nelson Cruz and lose some home runs from Nick Markakis. The club finishes 17th in OBP, but their highest on-base percentage every day last year was Markakis, and he's gone. Are you concerned with that right now?
Well, everybody wants to talk about a number, and as far as the on-base percentage, I think it's huge. Everybody wants to get on base. I don't think you ask any player in the lineup that doesn't want to get on first base, second base, third base. So creating opportunities are huge. I think that, you know, there's going to be ways that we go about it, whether it's a team talk, talking to individuals about certain things, but I really don't talk about trying to get a walk. I don't talk about walks. I don't talk about taking pitches, you know, those sort of things. I think that every guy's mentality is to get on base. So it's a matter of honing their skill to where they do what they do best. And if they do that, they'll get on base. They'll create opportunities, because this game's about scoring runs, and you can't score runs if you don't on unless you hit the solo home run, and you can't hit enough solo home runs in a game to continue to beat people. So we'll address it. I think it's something we can improve on, and I think the guys will improve on it. And I'm looking forward to the challenges this year, that's for sure.
Great insight from Scott Kuhlball. Scott, we really appreciate it. Hopefully next time we can talk maybe more about some individuals after you get some time to work with each one of them. We look forward to that. But congratulations on the job, and we'll see you down the road, certainly.
Well, I appreciate it, Brett, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you, and I'd love to talk to you anytime.
That is Scott Coolball, the Orioles' new hitting coach. Great insight from him. Well, much more when we come back here on WBAL News Radio 1090.